Hey guys, welcome back to the TechSpot Africa podcast. I'm your host, Moshiri from Tech with Moshiri.
And I'm Nigel with TechSpace Africa.
So today we do not have a lot. We have a couple of topics, two, three topics, I guess.
Yeah. How was your Easter, my brother?
My Easter was okay. Sleeping.
Yote?
Yote, mi nimelala, sisi normali nimeenda. And, you know, getting some work done. Nothing too interesting. How was your Easter?
Yangu, hata sijui ilikuwa Easter. Nilikuwa tu niko. But it was raining, nilikuwa mfurahi sana, nikisikia kukinyesha.
So unajua wewe hata utokangi kwa nyumba tu.
But unajua si waniletea nini 5G?
Nini?
Kwa nyumba.
Safaricom 5G. How is it?
Nimeitest bana, inakula data yote.
Umetumia the 5G specific?
I just used normal juu nilicheki, I think John ama ni leo. And I try to download something hata ikumaliza, yeah. But it's fast latency ndo sielewi namna gani.
Yeah, niliona latency yake iko juu, so
hiyo uwezi enda warzone nayo.
Exactly, but unaweza give it a try.
Ni kuenda warzone nayo,
hata hizo si ni bundles za round,
ni pesa mingi.
Yeah, ni pesa mob, ni pesa mob.
Nyinyi huko mnasema aje 5G imefika? Huko kino
87.
You don't have 5G?
Not yet. Sisi watu wa yaki bado.
Bado?
Bado. Sijapata hiyo reception, so sidhani imefika huko bado.
I've just been playing some games throughout the weekend, the long weekend. Just chilling in the house. Waiting to see. Ni kama kuna kahoma kalikuwa kana kama hata niko na kidonda hapa kwa nini? But kamekataa kukama. Sio kama ile yako ulikuwa unakufa. Uko na S23 najua. Uwezi chelewa.
Nani mimi? Tuna save for the ultra.
You're saving the ultra.
I'm saving for the ultra. Hopefully.
Why do you think at e-staff ina make pesa kuliko hizo zingine zote? Ni wewe nilicheck you on Twitter, I guess.
Yeah. I think one, I think guys who upgraded their phones, or rather their Samsung phones this year, ni watu, probably my guess is, ni watu hawaja update for the longest time, say 3 to 4 years. So say someone who had the S10, so yeah, the S10 was released back in 2019.
Nimze kidog.
Yeah, ninze. And I think for the first time tuliona a huge jump in battery life na pia the overall efficiency of the phone, and that's cause of the
So you're saying people have been holding off to upgrade?
Exactly.
Okay.
But pia again, tunaweza sema ni cause of the chipset that, you know, the 8th gen 2. It's efficient, it's alafu again they've used it across all regions. So kila mahali globally. The 8th gen, yeah, globally. So say si ati lazima afikiria kama atapata the Exynos ama, but pia awezielewa vizuri, but I think mostly because this was the first time that we saw a huge jump in, especially battery life. In Android phones, battery life na flagship.
Tumekuwa tukigongwa na iPhone.
Exactly. So I think for the first time ndo tumeona a very huge jump, and I think that's why most guys wali upgrade now to the S23 lineup. Because tukisema ni chipset, again, majority of the people, honestly speaking, they do not care about the chipset that much. In fact, kiuliza most guys whether they know whether they are using an Exynos or Samsung ama a Snapdragon Samsung.
Hawajui.
Most guys do not know that. So, yeah.
Ilikuwa a huge jump in the sales.
Yeah, it's pretty huge. I think for the first time since, I guess, the S9 or the S10, I was reading an article.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, they are making profits, like some good profits with the S23. Meaning, unaona venye, like, when the S20 came out,
mm-hmm.
it sold fewer phones than the S10. Then when the S21 came out, sold fewer phones than the S20 Hivo. Mm-hmm. But now for the first time, you're seeing the S23 has sold more phones than the S22 lineup. So it may break that downward trend, yeah, Samsung.
But still, I don't know why those two devices, the S23 and S23 Plus,
yeah,
they don't do very well anywhere, like anywhere at all.
But I guess Nijupia, they do not get the coverage they deserve.
Mm. Kama huku, niwe nilikuwa na kushow, yeah. I asked them to nini, if they want me to review a device, I'm not going to do the nini.
The Ultra.
Mm. And mimi sija awaku nini. Awaku
tumaa. By the way, at ukingia YouTube, there are very few reviews on the regular S23
mm-hmm.
and the Plus. Very few. So I think at a huku nimeona tu ni a couple of guys, I think.
Yeah, I think George Wateku is alifanya S23.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another guy who did the S23 Plus. Na ni hao peke yao.
Yeah, so I think coverage bado ni kidogo. So ata mtu wana shift to say an Android phone.
Mm.
Akiingia pale YouTube, akisearch for some, most of the YouTube videos are about the Ultra.
So, okay, but who is the actual target market for these devices? Say the S23, the base one.
The base one?
Hmm.
I think for guys who still prefer having phones that can easily fit in their pockets, because, I mean, the hardware is the same.
Mm.
The underlying, apart from the a couple of camera, you know, hardware,
mm.
everything else is the same. The chipset, and the battery life. So I guess it's majorly targeted towards people who just like or love small phones.
Then that is why it's not selling, because that's a very niche nini.
It's niche.
Eh, target. Sinikadogo sana. Someone who will say, yes, I want the Samsung Galaxy S23 Ultra, but it's too big. Let me just take this. See, your market ni kidogo sana. Because you would think, it's somebody who wants, like, the Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 for cheaper, and they cannot afford the Ultra. And you're saying that is not the target market?
But again, having a look at the price of the S20, I mean, it's still at around 100 and, was it 120, 130?
So most people will prefer to take, to put some more money out there, ndo wapate nini, the Ultra, sindo?
The Ultra, yeah. Ah, yeah. I don't think the price difference between the two is that huge to like, sway someone to get the regular S23.
Yeah, then I think it's a very niche market, and it's very weird.
It's a niche market. Mm. It's a very niche market. But again, I don't know. I thought the Plus will even do better than the Ultra,
because
it's in the middle. It's neither too small, it's neither too huge like the Ultra.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually thought will do better,
mm-hmm.
but according to the statistics, the Ultra is leading the pack.
So I think Samsung is just trying to nini to copy these other guys from this other silicon,
the fruit ones,
because unajua how they release like those three phones only, sindo?
Yeah,
like the Plus, squeezing the Plus, sindo? The Pro Max, the Pro, and then the regular.
Yeah.
Like that is all. Unajua mtu mwenye ni professional kabisa, Nakona pesa, they will go for the Pro Max,
the Pro Max, yeah.
And then because, you know, they want, there's an ecosystem. They want to do my girlfriend, pia yeye on this blue bubble. They get them the cheaper one. Sindio?
Yeah.
So of course they're not going to get them the SE or an older one, so they get them like the 12, some 12 Pro, sindio?
Yeah.
And then there's the other guy, the one who wants to fill ako huko kwa hapo Silicon but hana kakitu. Anaendea ile 12. Jua, sasa ataendea gani ingine. Na hizi zingine atakuwa bullied.
Yeah.
You got a home button. So they go for the 12.
Home button.
Yeah, like, ukienda home on Christmas, unanua the cheapest iPhone, which is the 12. If you want, like, to gift someone, like, you know, anajua tech kidogo, unampea nyendi plus. Yeah? Ukiona mtu uyu, ni kama... Uyu anajua chenye anafanya, maybe ni ya content. Acha tumpe 12 Pro, alafu sasa mimi ninunue 12 Pro Max. Ina make sense. When you come to this other side ya Samsung, unatafuta nani utabaya this S23 Plus. Juu, wewe umenunua the iyo Ultra.
Yeah.
Let's say you want to gift someone at home. If you go for the cheapest Samsung, which is capable...
Mm-hmm.
You have so many devices to choose from, which are way cheaper than the S21 and the S23 and the S23 Plus. And
yeah.
So it's a very niche market because you go for the A54. Zinafanana hata walizieka zote zifanana.
Yeah, in fact nilikuwa naangalia the A14 still looks that like
zote from afar. Zote zinafanana unless ni huku nini. So hata ukiwa na katoto kanis kanagambia ni buy a phone, you will not go for the S23 Plus or
S23. Yeah.
Unaenda huko chini, lakini sasa Apple, you don't have a choice. You either buy the 12 or the 13 na niva.
Maybe you don't have that choice. You don't have that choice.
Ya kuenda huko chini, because nobody wants the SE. Nobody. Other ni kama watacha tuna. Speaking of Samsung,
Yeah.
I hear they're working on a foldable tablet. Ebu explain. it's called the Tab S9. No, it will come out together with the Tab S9 series.
S9, yeah.
So itakuwa a triple foldable. Can you explain that to me like I'm Kilundizi?
Like where will we want or need a
triple foldable, folding.
Triple folding.
Ina fold na nje ama na ndani ama na, what is happening?
Ni na ndani. You see how you close a book?
Mm.
So unaifunga kama mara mbili, that is. So instead of closing it once,
mm-hmm.
you're closing it twice.
So like the Huawei yenye ilikuwa inakunjika na nje?
Yeah, exactly.
Alafu, so okay.
So no, ikiwa imekunjwa,
mm.
it's very small for a tablet.
Mm.
Then once ukifungua, then unaifungua mara tatu, hence the name, inakuwa na fully fledged tablet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. Mi sijui whether there's a target market for that, because again, adding another folding, you know,
a larger one.
Another.
I thought the Z Fold was already a tablet.
Yeah, it's sort of a tablet. I mean, is it most of them when unfolded were around 8 inches, 7 point, you know, around.
That's a big device. Yeah,
that's a big device. So sijui mbona wameona wa introduce a folding tablet. I mean, a tablet that folds in, I mean, 3 times. So probably there's a market for that.
Would you buy one?
No. I mean, that's a second. That's a second crease, right?
Yeah.
Because you're folding. That's a second crease. And they've not yet figured out how to, like...
Do the crease perfectly.
Do the crease perfectly.
Wa copy nani? Opo.
And at least rumors suggest that they've done that.
So
the upcoming... Wanaweza tumia the same hinge mechanism pond on the Oppo, on the Xiaomi, on the latest Tecno... fold. So
speaking of tablets which is the most affordable tablet you would like go for? I was looking at these tablets. I was looking at the Pad 5 from Xiaomi.
Yeah.
The Oppo Pad, the first one, yeah?
Yeah.
I think it was just the Oppo Pad. Just the Oppo Pad. And then kuna the Vivo Pad. Nasa Oppo wako na hii mpya. Yenye it's coming huku as the OnePlus tab, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought of buying a tablet? Ama mtu akikuuliza budget one, unaweza recommend gani? Have you looked at any of these devices?
Honestly speaking, I've never really thought of getting a tab, a tablet. I'm having a look at the Oppo Pad.
I really wanted it, but it's not available anywhere. It was
locally.
It was so beautiful. But I see something about all of them. Ni kama tu venye tunasema ColorOS is the same as sijui what OS.
Yeah.
They are using the same ninis. Everything is the same. This it's called the Snapdragon 870. Everyone.
875G.
Kila moja. Hizo zote hadi hiyo Pad 5 zote zinatumia hiyo.
Hadi the Xiaomi one.
Yeah.
Now how much are they going for?
Kama yo Xiaomi naonanga ni kitu 40, 30 to 40 to 45 huko.
That's your budget. Because for budget, I would have gone for the... Is this the new one, the Nokia one? I think
that's... Oh, the T21.
Sasa
shida ya hiyo. Okay, haina shida pia ni 2K display. Now, all you want is something to watch content on it.
Yeah, I think most guys get the pads
for content, creating some to notes up.
Exactly. I don't think there's anyone who... I mean, and that's one of the reasons as to why I find the Apple iPads.
Hey, it's only expensive, M2. Boy. That is a whole nini. That's
entire laptop.
Yeah, that's a laptop. That one is
laptop, so.
Going to be more powerful than this M2, boy.
Yeah, so I think for the budget, how much is the T21? It should be around
20K. 27 now. Tech Trends.
It should be around. I think that's the cheapest tablet I can advise someone on getting.
Nilikuwa nimeambia Nika nitafutie moja nifanye review. Bado tunasumbua. Ni 32,500.
32.
So ni 30 to 40, that is the nini for a good tab. Na sio ya kufanya, lakini unaweza game nayo, ni 860, 875G, hapo hapo. But unajua sasa, unachukua tu yenye haina.
So it comes with
860? Hii hapana.
Ningashindwa, because Nokia wanakuanga na tabia ya kuweka.
Nokia inakuja na gani, sijaangalia ya Nokia vizuri.
Hopefully it's not a Unisoc.
It's definitely a Unisoc, me na kusho.
Now speaking, before to endelea.
Yeah, it's a Unisoc T612. Na alafu ni that. But si unachukua tu yenye Oppo Pad yenye haina hiyo 5G. Hiyo yenye haina SIM card.
So hiyo itakuwa around the same price then?
Inaanguka kidogo, I guess.
Itakuwa around the same price bracket. Because if the one with a SIM card inatoka around 44K, meaning the one without probably around 38. Iko around the same price.
Na iko na bezel spoa kuliko ET21. Na itukana venye nilikuwa nimeitisha. Anyways, speaking of budget, you were to talk about, I think it's the A series,
budget,
yeah?
Budget phones. In the past couple of weeks, I think tumeona a couple of upper budget phones. We've got the just announced Infinix Hot 30. We also saw the launch of the Tecno Spark 10 Pro. Not sure whether the Redmi Note 12 is here locally, is it?
I've suggested.
Then it's supposed to be.
Niliona nani nayo though, so maybe go under embargo.
Yeah, cause I know. Yeah, I saw Dixon with the Pro.
Pia niliona ule Duncan amesema akona simu ana review na iko under embargo. Na ajasema ni gani?
probably the Pro. I think hiyo ndo wamepewa. Meaning the 12 pia itatokea with it, the regular, the budget one, the Redmi Note 12, which is an upper budget phone. And by upper budget, I mean phones that cost anywhere between 15,000 to 25,000.
All right. So what's your thoughts, Ama, what was the pressing issue?
it's a very, like, guys are spoiled for choice in that price category.
Sai?
And so what will you get? We've got the A14.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the A14 is a bit of the four.
Mm.
So say the Infinix Hot 30, the Tecno Spark 10 Pro, the Xiaomi Redmi Note 12, and the Samsung A14. I think they are all in the same price bracket.
The budget in itanguaje your space in a kwanga ngumu kwangu, because there are so many things that I do not want, that I want that they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very hard thing to recommend. Mtu ananiambianga, hey, ebu suggest a budget device. Alafu namwambia simu ya 40K, anashangaa, uy jamani nini mbaya naye.
Na unajua sasa most a huge percentage of the market inakuanga around that price.
Uko chini, sindo?
Around the 15 to 25K price bracket inakuanga na watu wengi sana. Very few people
go up, uko juu.
Go uko juu. So for that price bracket, I think for the first time I'll say this, I think the Tecno Spark 10 Pro offers its value for money.
What are you, Infinix?
Now this is where, you know, I was having a look at the specs, and we all know Tecno and Infinix are under the same parent company.
Mm-hmm.
So both phones are very similar,
mm-hmm.
very similar. So they have the same G88 processor, they've got the same screen.
Onika MediaTek.
Yeah, MediaTek G88.
I know nothing about these devices for anyone listening. And Iliona, they had a launch, they don't call me, I know nothing about these devices. So tunasikia na Mushir.
So I was having a look at them. So The Hot 30 and the Tecno Spark 10 Pro have the same specs sheets, apart from a couple of things here and there. So the Infinix can charge at a higher rate than the Tecno. The Tecno comes with an 18-watt charger. The Infinix one comes with a 33-watt charger.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Tecno is more geared towards photography rate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not wrong, and that's why I think the Spark 10 Pro comes with a 32 megapixel selfie camera, while the Infinix comes with the 8. Those are the only differences I could make out between the two. Behind, they've got the same 50 megapixel main camera. On both phones, they've got two cameras. The second one they've not specified, but I'm guessing the 2 megapixel depth camera mani zinakwangani hizo hazitumikangi. So the main difference between the Spark and the Hot 30 is the charge, how fast both devices can charge, and the selfie cameras. At least that is what I could tell. Then moving over to the Redmi Note 12.
Why would you not choose the Redmi Note 12, by the way?
Now this is where it's... Ndomana sijui itatoka pesa ngapi.
Oh, ingine ukona the prices?
Yeah, I think I do have them.
Mm.
I can have a look at them now.
Na 12 ina ikona specs gani?
So 12 inakuja dhana the Snapdragon 685.
Yeah.
It's the only phone with an AMOLED in that price category. Even the A14 has an LCD display.
Mm-hmm.
So the Note 12 comes with a AMOLED display, 120 Hz.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a catch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from the reviews I've seen, the 120 Hz isn't as smooth as you'd expect it to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhat limited by the software. so unapata it's smooth ukiingia kwa the UI but when you hop over to something like YouTube it's a bit jittery. So it's 120 hertz but kidogo tricky.
But that is something that can be fixed with software.
Yeah, it can, it can. And the good thing is the Note 12 comes with a Snapdragon 685, meaning kwa watu wa custom ROMs, I think you're well
covered.
You're well, you're covered in that area. So
anyway, get personally, it. I'll go for the Xiaomi. I think it'll be more expensive a little. Sindo?
Might.
How big are these phones? Like size?
Let me see. I think the
they spark, are huge.
Yeah, the spark 10 spark. Imagine imekuwa ngumu.
Spark 10 tech, Pro.
Is it 6.7 inches?
6.7 ni kubwa.
It's huge. It's a huge phone. And the Infinix is also a huge phone. It's around the same size, 6.72. So also the Tecno, it has a glass back. Like it's glass. Yeah, I was also surprised. It's glass.
So you are saying in this battle between the Infinix, ni Hot 10 now?
Hot 30.
Hot 30.
The Hot 30. There is the 10 Spark 10 Pro.
Oh, the Spark 10. Izo, unasema the Tecno takes that one? Between the two?
For me, I think I'd go with the Tecno, but it all boils down to your preference. Because they are very identical. So come when him to a Infinix, then by all means, you can go for the Hot 30. Come when him to a Tecno, go for the Tecno. I also forgot to mention, the Tecno comes with a base RAM store. Nini? RAM yake ni 8GB, the base. I think it doesn't offer 4 gigs.
Ni 8.
Ni 8. Na either 128 or 256 GB.
That's nice, which is nice to see
in such a
budget,
you know, price bracket. Yeah. And I think the same goes for the Infinix one, but I guess you can also get the Infinix with a 4 gig.
Waambia wakutumie utufanyie review.
Ntawaambia tuone kama watatuma.
Ama ununue tu na pesa.
Vitu ni mingi. But tutaona tu. So for the Xiaomi one, I think depending on how well they're going to praise it, it's also, I mean, the only downside with Xiaomi, I think this cuts across all their phones, is how stable their software is, MIUI. I've had cases where guys, like I have a friend who has the 11, was it the 11 Ultra, the one that had a screen hapa nyuma. They recently updated to MIUI 14 and that screen went blank. So I think if Xiaomi were able to sort out their MIUI issues, like I think even the Tecno's iOS is even more stable than MIUI.
Right now?
Yeah.
I've not used Xiaomi in a while.
I still have one. Use one, but from the reviews, the Tecno's iOS has been somewhat stable from what I'm seeing. Because I haven't used a Tecno phone in a while. So yeah.
Acha tungoje the nini? The price. Yeah,
we'll have to wait for that. Then the A14. Funny enough, I think the A14 will be the most expensive of all the, you know,
Samsung.
Because it's a Samsung. But when it comes to software support, at least you're assured that you'll get at least 2 years. Either two to three years of.
I don't think anyone buying A14 is wondering about the updates. No, that is no offense. I don't think that's a long-term device that you want to have for a long time. Ni kitu ya kukushikilia like for a couple of years, alafu for one, maybe 2 years at most. Upgrade, sindo? Unajua when you're buying the S23, you're buying the best, you know, inaweza kupeleka hadi ukae huko.
For another 5 years.
Mm-hmm. But hii ni ka stepping stone tu, pole pole. Before ukue stable.
Yeah, so I think the only reason as to why one would get the A14 is because of the software. At least you're guaranteed 2 years or 3 years of software updates.
Na iko poa tu. Si haitasumbua kama MIUI venye unasema.
No, I think inatumia.
But see, I see they get a different kind of nene.
Yeah, 5.1 core.
Yeah, hiyo inaitwa core. Ni poa. Yeah.
Ni poa. I've used a phone with the core and the only things that I saw haina ni Bixby, what else?
Na ndaka Bixby art.
I don't know. Wametoa tu Bixby. Wametoa very few things from there.
But niliona there was zinakuja na manini, ma apps, zinainstalliwa apps and you are told that they are essential. I think it's Aaron who was I was watching his video.
Yeah, there is that now there. Okay, yake ilikuanga the 8. Was it the 8? Oh yeah, the 14. Yeah, yeah. Iko na some apps installed. In fact, zingine unazipata, unapata Samsung isha kuselectia. The first, ukiboot up the phone. Like, they've already selected for you a couple of apps to... But that's to be expected. I mean, that's among their lowest.
True.
And from what I saw, that's one of the best-selling Android phones out there for Samsung.
Acha tuone. Oh, attention wanajaribu.
Yeah, I think niliona especially for the Tecno one, having a glass back, their screen, their design, their overall design, at least it's a nice package for that amount. Siwezi teta hapo.
Aye, acha we'll see the price of the nini by the next episode. It's the Xiaomi.
Yeah, the Redmi Note 2. I think by then it will isha toka.
You know, is this one, sikuwa, atukuwa tunataka ikuwe mrefu, hata tusha pita 20 minutes to go 32. You should end around here and see how the shorter ones do.
You are to talk about a game.
So mimi, there's this game I've been playing. It's called Wulong Fallen Dynasty. You're not a gamer, baby. You're a fraud. So I am not a gamer as well, but I've been like going into different genres of games. And this one is a fantasy action like role playing. Ni kama Elden Ring. Those ones, it's a hack and slash. You are with a sword. It's like 184 AD. And unajua sasa sisi tulikuwa tumeambiwa gaming ni kuplay FIFA. So we don't know anything about strategies, you waiting, timing. Hey. I've played this game for like a couple of hours. Let me say 5. I've only got like, I've not gotten past the tutorial. The first boss is just so hard in anisumbua. You know, it's hard in the way you uelewe the mechanics of the game and you have to block and deflect and do all these things and you have to master the keys. Ni kama umetoka tu unataka umechoka, kazi umechoka, umekuja unataka kurelax, alafu anakuambia shika hii kibaru, fanya hii kibaru hapo. So I've been playing, I think I'm like 5% inside the game.
Anyways, is it a free game? Where can guys get it?
It's not a free game. It's about $60 in the It's about $60. So I cannot quit, but mimi nimeipata juu niko uko Xbox tuko na Game Pass.
Yeah,
it's a subscription, so iko hapo kwa Game Pass. So anyways, imekuwa ikinisumbua. Big gamers wakuja wanipe tips on how to beat this boss. I think anaitwa Zhang Li. Zhang Li. That is the only thing that has been giving me stress. Anaitwa Zhang Liao. Ni mbaya sana na ni the first boss. Watu wale wanacheza, you can throw in the tips. Hapa acha nitaiweka kwa nini kwa Spotify as a poll. Wanipe tips on how to deflect and dodge.
Acha tutanunua consoles tuingie e gaming scene.
Ukitoka FIFA ukuje huku tuna struggle, but I want to be nada. Unaona wale wanachezanga Tekken, wanalipwa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me in 10 years nitasimamisha ka BMW. Haka ni by the way nijue nini. Wolong.
We need to talk about the gaming scene in Africa and in Kenya generally.
But yeah, yeah, if you are a gamer and you want to come on and, you know, have a chat with us and tell us how people can monetize, you know, gaming and whatnot. I'm very interested in that scene. So you can DM me on Techs Africa, that is TECHS Africa on all platforms, yeah.
You can also do so. You can inbox me at Tony Moshiri or at Tech with Moshiri.
Yeah, so that is all types of gaming, from consoles, wale wa building PCs, wale wana host ma tournaments in the Nairobis. We would be very interested to hear about gaming as a business, as a career, yeah?
I think next time we'll have to have
a guest. Yeah, we should start looking for guests. Anyways, guys, I think that will be it for today. We are trying the shorter route to wanna come at this one. We'll do better. The numbers, tuwana niyaja ama niyaja.
Ukweli. So, thanks for listening and don't forget to follow us, subscribe, share, vitu zote.
Do all that shenanigans. We are all platforms. Watch Amazon Music na tunakuja hapo soon. I was into to me a request, bad.
Bad.
Okay, thanks guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.